Right. Okay, we are on Daf Yud Beis on the base.
Three lines
from the bottom. Yeah, three lines from the bottom.
Above you, Daf.
Omer Yudah. Hani Shushi Rishivtri. Says Rashi, four lines up. Shushi Paila Belaz. What's Paila? Wrote this down. The ferns in English. Sevtri Arniza Belaz, which he translates the Kukavisi as Artemisia. Shushi Bashisushi says Rashi, Yoroko is their types of vegetables. Verebi, Merebi Maki Push Shivsri Arba Shikoin Palkiro, which is one of the words he gives there, is fleabane. Vusha Olav Rafa.
What does that mean?
These are various types of plants. We're not giving horticultural lessons here. Sha'olav Rechavim, it's got wide leaves. The God will be Yarmim, it grows in the forest. So, says back to the Gemara. Honor, if you know, Hani Shushi Vashim Shri Mesachim, who you can use them for Sach, says Rashi Mesachim Behen Shein and Mekabin Tumba. They are not Mekabin Tumba, the Fish Ein and Machel Odom, because they are not fit for human consumption. Abaya Omar Bushushi Mesachim, you can use the Shushi, or Sushi, is it a single sin? Sushi, it's a sin. Shin. You can't use the shivtsri. My time human sorry rechayu since they give up a bad odor, he's going to leave his sukkah. Says Rashi, Mabish Rechom, they decompose and give off a bad smell, and therefore you can't use them for schach. Sorry. Amram Chana Barova, Hani is his me the higi. These we normally translate as thorns and thistles. You find them in both of us. They're used for fencing off. Masachim, you can use them for a schach. Abaya Omar, Abaya says, Behizmi, Masachim, you can use the Hizmi, Behigi, which you can't learn Masachim, my time, Akim, the Nasra, Tafayu, since when Shavik, Levin, Abinofik, since once the leaves fall off, and maybe the leaves fall off, Shavik, Levinofik, he'll leave the Sukkah, notion of Alin Shalahem, the leaves will fall off. He's worried about he's going to get pricked by them. Then just says he's going to leave it. Why is he going to leave it?
Because of the reach, no?
No, that's the top one is reach. This one, I think, is maybe the thorns. You know, they're on the scene. Maybe the thorns drop off as well, and therefore it makes it uncomfortable. Doesn't actually say. Just says he's going to leave the sukkah. No, it's not Alin Shalahen. Rashi doesn't give the reason. It's because of Chamsa Merubah Tzilsa. But maybe the thorns drop off, actually. Omer Gidl Omer Rab, Hai Afkusa de Dikla, says Rashi, Afkusa de Dikla, Moitsia Dekla Kushu, Somacha Kalka, this is something that protrudes from the palm tree when it comes near the ground. Yoitsim by Dukronim Harber, Sobiv. It produces spade-like branches, forked-like branches, Mesachim Buhu. You can actually use them. So you've got these various forked branches. Even though you've got, they look like they're gnarled or twisted or whatever, but they're protruding like a fork-like shape. But the binding up, because at one end they are all joined together, that binding up, or they're tied together in a sense by the fact that's on Neshamayim. It's not a human person who's bound them up. Loishmeag is not called. It's not called. Bound up, and therefore adds on the Gemara, Afagav the Hog Adid Lahu, at the end where you've got the various prongs of the fork, so to speak, coming off, and they're already spreading out. You've got a branch off, and you've got little branches coming out, that spread out, and you want to bind them together, then if you bind them together, that's not considered an Agad. Agad Bechad Loishmei Agad, since at the root, or at the end of the branch, at the source end, at the thick end of the branch, they're already anyway bound together, so binding them at the other end is not considered binding them. Says Rashi, the branches which are protruding, the thin branches are coming out of the main branch, the main stem, but it might look like a bundle, which we said before, and you can't use bundles for schach. Here in this case it would be okay, even though he himself will bind up the loose end, the branch of the loosen kadela shkivon, in order to make it ride down properly, and nation is spats in the candle can because it's spreading out in all directions. And note from the malo, and they're piercing and they're protruding upwards, veins, and they might not actually close up the holes. I mean, we do that nowadays with our stuff. Sometimes you find it starts all spreading out. You try to push some of the branches together. You can even tie them together if they're all joined at one end. That's not considered agad. Agad b'chad, says Rashi, b'chad lo shmei agad. If you're binding up something which is already at one end, already connect, all connected, kodob yechidish, amechub yachad, an individual item where it's already connected, and now he's tying up the other end, that's considered bound up. Binding up means when it's also to bind up things, is when you're taking two separate items and you're binding together, and then you're binding together. That's when we said in the previous Mishnah, the bundles which you bind together are also, at least with the Rabbonon, that's only if you have two separate entities that are bound together. But if you have one entity and it's just loose at one end, you're tying up that loose end, that is okay. Omar b'chizda Omar Ravina b'ashila hani dukre dekoni, says Rashi, what dukre dekoni? These are kenaf kusa de diklo. These are similar to the thick branches which spread out at the and have them spread out into thinner branches. The column one is talking about reeds and the other one's talking about palm trees. It's the same idea. Mesachin Mob repeats the same halacha here. Even though they're bound, if you bind them up, essentially they're bound up at one end in Ashamayim. Loishmei Agad, therefore it's not considered binding together. Avagab the whole Agad Lahu, even if he binds up the other end himself, the human being binds up the other loose ends. Agad Bachad Loishmei Agad, since they're bound at the other end, they're all connected at the other end, that's not considered binding. Tanya Name Hochi, we've got a similar brisa that says this: konim b'tukronim mesachim bohen. Reeds and dukronim. Dukronim are forked leaves. Yeah. Says Rashi, konim shel duk. Yeah. Says the Gemara, konim shita. Reeds. We know are kosher for schach. What's the chiddush to tell me reeds are kosher? Aim a konim shel dukronim. We're talking about reeds which fork out. Says Rashi, shiotzim begezem. They come out from the stump, come in dukronim haba, like a fork with a lot of prongs. You can use them for schach. And says Rashi, we don't consider that as if they've been bound up. If you tie the loose ends up again. The moro that you find in the meadows.
Lettuce.
Well, it's moro here. We're saying
It's lettuce.
It's not Chazeres, it's Marisa.
I see.
Rashi translates it. Chazeres shel agam, the letters of the meadow. Yeah, Rashi translates it. Yes. Because the Gemara's going to go into the names a little bit. A person can be Yotze Chiyuv on Pesach. Ask the Gemara Akasha on this. Ezov, we learn that what you can use for the for Tahara is Hisov, like Ezov Yovan, but you cannot use, it has to be called Ezov. They can't have layers of yov, not Greek hyssop, layers of kuchli, not one that's nasal that's used with a mascara. It's got a mascara. Layers of midbori, not wild azov, layers of roimi, not Roman azov, layers of shiesh leishem levai, and no hyssop that's got an attached name to it, a labeling name to it. And the same din applies tomorrow, as Rashi says, probably azov. Kol hechad except azov, doris say hochi says Rashi. Wherever it says azov, with darshe, it has to be the original azov. But not any Azo that's got an attached name to it, or nickname as we call it. Hochanami Moriksiv, and the Torah tells us it has to be Moro, Veloi Mororosa de Agma, and not Moro of the Meadow, the Hoshem Levi, which is an attached name to it. So it's a stira, it's a kasha. How did Rabbina and Ruchizna Rabbina say that you can use the Marisa de Agma? Answers, Gemara Amar by a kosher nishtanish moikid, matan toyrom. Anything that had this attached name before Matan Torah, over also Torah Hikpidolov, and now the Torah came along and says you can only use the original one, then you cannot use the alternative, the ones that have got the attached names to it. Bahani, but the Marisa da Agma that we're talking about, that name wasn't changed before Matan Torah, therefore it wasn't included in the Issa that it has to be the original ones. There's Rashi, there are various species, and each one's got its own individual attached name. the one used with the from with the, it's got a mascara, it's black, whatever. And he had this name before Matan Torah. The boss of Torah Bekbido, and the Torah comes in its particular Shekosu become Okemus Azoiv. It writes only Azoiv, implying the original one. It doesn't write any of these additional names. That tells us the Torah was particular about using only Azov in its original, the original Azov. Yes. Yes. That's what we're saying. But Hanim Arisa, as we see in the next Rashi, Hanim Arisa, only Stanish Shimon Koyd Matan Torah, that did not have, it wasn't, it didn't have this name before Matan Torah. The Torah, like how you crew in Ella Morestam. But Matan Torah, this was called Morestam. And when the Torah mentioned Mora, that was included. The question is, how do we know what was before Matan Torah, what the names were before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah? That's more of a difficult question, I think. Rav Omar, he has a different teretz. Hani Merarisa Stomashmayu. Really, that is the standard Mora, the Merisa de Agma of the Meadows. Behind the Korele Merisa de Agma, the only reason we call it Mishtachem, Misham de Mishtachem de Agma, you find it, that's the one you find in the meadow. It's not a species as such, but it's more a location, a locator for it. That's where you find it, but it's not a species as such. Omar Chizda, Igad Bechad Loishme Agad, says Rav Chizda, if you tie, as we've already mentioned, tying something up which is already only one item at source is not considered agad. Shalosh shmei agad. Tying three things together is considered binding. Shnayim, tying two separate things together, machlokes Rabbi Yisrael Rabbonim. Is machlokes Rabbi Yisrael Rabbonim. Says Rashi, lo shmei agad, lo le'in en chavila l'schach. It's not considered a bundle as far as schach is concerned, and it's also not considered a binding as far as you need a cluster of hyssop or binding up of hyssop to do the mitzvah of Tara. In one egged, yes, with the schach, the egged would pass a limb, and on the contrary, with the azov, you do need it, yes, yeah. But what constitutes agad? We're saying three is definitely, one is definitely okay. The question, two is the machlokes. What's the machlokes? It's none. We have a Mishnah. Mitzvah Ezov Shloisha Klochim. The mitzvah of Ezov requires three stalks. Overhen Shloisha Givoyin. And they have three. These are the Givoyin. Well, actually, it says it. Let's say Shloisha Klochim. These are Shloshim, three individual stems. That you need three individuals. You needed one giboil for each stalk. Giboil who call him, so that's the middle branch. Shazera Baroishoi, where the seed is in the head of the branch. Canvas upishton, like flax and canvas. And they translate it actually as a calyx in the jastro. And I try to understand what a calyx is by Googling it, and it gives you some more technical terms than that. But it seems to be that it is, you've got your, when you get a bud, you get these leaves on the outside of the bud that holds the bud in place. That is the giboil. And it's holding, as Rashi says, it's holding the zera in it. It could also be holding with flowers, it holds the flower in it, you know, the petals. So you've got to have, says the Tanakam, you've got to have three stalks, and each individual stalk requires one giboil. We don't need three, we don't need nine total. Rabbi Yosi Omer, that's the Tanakam, and that's Mitzvah's Ezov. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Mitzvah's Ezov, Shloisha Giboilim. You can have three, you need three of these calyxes, or three of these giboilim. Vesiyorov Shnayim, if you're left over with, you start off with three, and as you're doing a lot of sprinkling, you're left over with two, that is okay. Vegaldumov kolshehu, and if it gets down to a stump, because you've done so much, we'll see in Rashi, if you've done so much hazor, sprinkling, that, and shaking it around and shaking the water of it, that the tops have fallen off, but you're left with a bit of a stump, that is good enough, says Rashi. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Lakam Fashbrook, the Saddam Moore is going to explain the Machlokes further on shortly. Shiyarovim, Nofala Echod, la'achazman. If one of the three of the got fell away, then if it's, as long as you started off with three and you lost one of the stalks, you can carry on with two. Galdumov, which is masim boy, pamim harbu, when you sprinkle a lot of times, mitreshli givaylov rakim, since the heads are rather soft, mishtabrim they break, because shu mishtai ba guda kosher. The law, anything, if as long as you've got something left over, kosher left over of the cluster, it's kosher. We've actually started, we call it echo, the echo kosher. So long as each stalk has got on it, or each of the two or three stalks have got something on the end, stay shema guda kayemis, that we can still say we're binding two things together. Says the Gemara, the habamin of the Gemara is kasaka datan. The habamin of the Gemara is what the machlokes is Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanon. B'dishi yorov shnayim. Since Rabbi Yosi says that if there's two left over, you still can carry on doing your hazor, chelosu nami shnayim, that you can essentially really start off with two as well. V'haydik toni shloisha lemitzvah. The reason why he says initially you should have three is that's the hidda dikat of a mitzvah, but b'dieved you can use two. Oh, mid Rabbi Yosi shloisha lemitzvah, and if Rabbi Yosi is saying three are mitzvah, the rabbon who don't mention two at all, shloisha la'akav three must be that if you don't have three, that's going to be ma'akav. Says Rashi, four lines up, the narrow lines. Kosakadach the hold on Rav Chisda, shnayim machlokes, two of them is machlokes Rabbi Yosi rabbonon. Two of them is machlokes Rabbi Yosi rabbonon. Hochim mefarsh pid the same. We're going to explain the machlokes on the this end. The habamin of the Gemara is going to reverse it. And this is how we understand it. Since Rabbi Yosi says two left over is good enough, then even starting off with two, b'dieved should also be okay. And three is the mitzvah lechatchila. And carries on Rashi, mid Rabbi Yosi boy sholish shmiel mitzvah, albeit Rabbi Yosi requires three, the mitzvah mechalal rabbon domer shloish la'akum. Rabbon must hold when they say three, it must be to say three is the minimum, is ma'akum. You nami the mitzvah like the akiv, because if they're holding also, it's only a mitzvah to have three, and it's not ma'akiv. My also Rabbi Yosi nifnuge. What's he coming to argue? My machlokes to come Rabbi Chisda and Rabbi Yosi shmei agad Rabbon lo shmei agad. And what's the point of Rabbi Chisda? The machlokes from Rabbi Yosi and Rabbonon. So that is our premise we're starting off with. As Rabbi Yosi holds two is okay and three is a mitzvah, and Chum holds two, three is akiv. Carries on the Gemara six lines up, seven lines up. Vatanya. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Ezov Shisich Losso Shnayim, Mishi Yorov Echod Posel. That Ezov, where you start off with two, and you're left with one, it's a posel. Veina Kosher, and it's not Kosher, Atchet Chilosoi Shloisha, unless you started with three, Mishi Yorov Shnayim, and you're left with two. So we can see here that Rabbi Yosi requires three Lechat Chila to start off with. There's Rashi, Ezo Shlichlosoi Shnayim, Posel. And the carries on Rashi, if it starts off with two, it's possible. Chen Ezo Shloisha, and not with Shnayim, no Agudah. Simply, if you start off with three and two have fallen away, Nishnay Echad, and then you're left with one, it's possible. The Ein Kosher, Kloima, says Rashi. And we say it's not Kosher, Ein Chlosoi Kosher, Ela Bishloisha. I'm going to have a minimum of three to start off with. The bottom of the Lava Agudah, less than that, looks at an Agudah bound up. It's only if you've got two after you've started off, that's kosher. So we see Rabbi Yosi holds that you need three lechachila. So how do we explain our the original machlokes Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanon? Says the Gemara, back to the Gemara five lines up, Epuch Rabbi Yosi, Epuch. Rabbi Yosi shloish la'akev, Rabbi Yosi will hold three on ma'akev, Rabbanon shloish la'mitzvah, and Rabbanon will hold three on mitzvah. Says Rashi, Epuch. 7 to 7 lines up in the beginning. The lines, we'll turn around our rhythm, so the Amil Nel Kosaka data, which our Habamim will turn around, and Nifrish, and now we'll explain the Rabbi Chisda Hochi. Rabbi Chisda will now explain like this. Rabbi Yosi Shloish La'akiv, Kedem Farish Hoch, Behedim. Rabbi Yosi requires a three to start off with, as it says quite clearly in this price. Well, we deduce that Rabbanon with the Kamala Mitzvah and Lo'idakiv, and we're on to say three, must be that they hold the Mitzvah and Lo'idakiv. They even need to use two to start off with. Carries on the Gemara. V'otanya, we got another brace. Esau Shtiklos Rishnai. You start off with two. Vishi Yorob Echob, and you're left with one, Kosher. Ve'ena Apostle, and it's not possible, Ad Shehet Chilosai Vishi Yorob Echod. It's not possible until you start off with, and then you start off and finish off with one. which the Gemara asks straight away. There seems to be a bit of a steer in the Braisa, because it says, Shiov, you just said now, Shiov Echod is possible, but you also said, oh, Amra Shiov Echod Koshem. You also said, Shiov one, if it's got leftovers of one, it's Koshem. It's going to be a steer in the Braisa itself. Hello, let's just finish off the Braisa, first of all, the Rashis. Hello, Ema Atzetet Chilosik Kishiyorov. The beginning can be like Shiov, like this is one. Says Rashi, Bo'atanya, and this price is not a kasha. Sorry, this price is a nichusa. This is a raya for the rabbanon. They hold that three are only a mitzvah. Says Rashi, first of all, the rabbanon lo gasinon. We're not goyis in the rabbanon. Change the lashon gemara. This is not the gemara. We bring a brayso. We are koch rabbanon kabbalah. Must be a rabbanon who are the authors of this brayso. The Rabbi Yosi Shloish La'akus Shaminale. We already pointed out. We proved already from the previous brayso. Rabbi Yosi quite clearly says you must have three to start off with. So this must go according to rabbanon. Ezo shekilosei shnayim kosher. V'shiyorev echod nami kosher. If you start off with two, it's kosher. And even if you're left only with one, it's kosher. Well, I possible bit chilosoi achatei echod. We only possible to start off with if it's a single one, because then you haven't got a good at all. Because after that, the sefer nami hachem mifresher. And the habit of the Gemara is, we'll also explain the sefer. The ain shiur of shulam achatei echod. That the leftovers are not possible until you've got one. Or the hachi parach, and therefore the Gemara asks straight away, Shiyor of Echod Saka, that's not possible. How can you say that you've got one left over, it's possible? Well, Tony Kosh, you said if it's a Shiyor of the left over, and it's one, it's kosher, now you're saying it's possible. Ella, Ema, Elos, says Rashi at Chilosei Koi. When it says at the end of the Braisa, Chilosei Kishiyor of Echod, if you start off like the leftovers with one, in other words, you start off with one, then it would be possible. That's what the last part of the Braisa, you have to modify it slightly. Ella at Chilosei Koi. The end of the Braisa is talking about if you start off with one, ain't Chilosei possible, if you start off, then it can only be possible, ad shehu kashir shirom. If it's got the same amount as what you're left with, the Haina Echod, that which is one. But at the end of the day, Alma, going back to Rav Chisda, the Rabbanon Shloish to come in and le'el in the mitzvah, the Rabbanon say, when they say three to start with, is the mitzvah, the il'achiv, if you're going to say it's going to be ma'achiv as well, as we said before, and lo'i Rabbi Yisi, lo'i Rabbanon, it's not going to call it Rabbi Yisi, or according to Rabbanon. But the sum total of it is, according to the Rabbanon, two, but the Eved is considered a gudo, and three, and according to Rabbi Yisi, it's not, you have to have a minimum of three. So then that's what Rav Chisda said before. And Shnayim is Machloikas Rav Yisrael Rabbonon. Everybody agrees one is not considered Naguda. Everybody agrees three is Naguda. And two, if you've got two to start off with, or do you want that would be buying two things together, that's a Machloikas of whether it's considered Naguda or not.
But Raviana, if you have only one candy, how can you be attached to what?
No, with one branch, and you've got a giboil, you've got a head to it, and you dip that into the to the mayim chayim with the afer, and then you do your sprinkling from there. That's how you do the sprinkling from the poro adumo from the mechatos. You can sprinkle with one, you can sprinkle with three. That's all you need. You just need to keep it's a plant. Yeah. Dorish Marema carries on tomorrow. Hani isuraisa de Surya. These bundles, as Rashi explains, these rice and the suria, chavidei konim, they're bundles of reeds. So oisin limika b'shuk, you go in the marketplace and you buy a bundle. Moichin oisin b'minyan, they're sold. The bundles are bundled up by the number of branches in them. 15 a bundle or whatever it is. They're sold, the whole purpose, as we'll see in a moment, is that they're not bound up to keep them together, but they're bound up so you know that there's 50 here and 50 there, rather than having to count them out each time. They make them in ready-made bundles of 50, so you know how many, if you want to buy 200 or 300, you take six bundles. So honey is the rice of the three. These reeds, mesach and behu, you can use a mesach even when they are tied up. Says Rashi, mesach and behen, behem mishum gzeres. Oitzer, putting these bundles on your roof, with leaving them bound up, it's still going to be kosher. The kol yomei sashana lefish ein derech latsniyam ba'agdom. because one doesn't normally put them on the roof knotted up the rest of the year. They're only bound up, so you have to, and therefore one doesn't normally put them on the roof like we had the problem beforehand with Xeris Oitzer. People put bundles on the roof to dry. He's not putting on the roof to dry here, and therefore you don't put them on the roof at all during the whole year round. And the fact that they're bound up here is only to give you a number. As Gemara carries on to explain, you can still use them as bound up. The only reason they're bound up is to know how many there are there when you're purchasing them. And therefore, the binding here is not an agad, and it's not an agad in the sense that you bind them up because you want to keep them together. Says Rashi, they're only bound up to give you a number, until they're sold. By late from the Yabshon, and someone normally buys them to dry them out. When dries them out, Mati Agdon and does a knot. He's not really interested in having them bound together. Probably they even dry better off if they're separated out. If you put them on the roof, one doesn't have to, we're not grazing in this case, so you have to undo the knots. Omer of Abba, four lines under Gemara, Hanit Srifuna de Uvana. These little huts which bird trappers use. Kiven Shehutra Roshim Adanin Shalhen Ksherin. Once the upper knot, the upper rope is undone, they are kosher for schach. And ask the Gemara, we'll see the detail, Rashi will go into the details of the design of these. Va'agida mitatoi. And ask the Gemara, aren't they still got the rope at the bottom? Says Rashi, Tzrifa, Kumin Kuch, Baal Kuch, like a cavity or around a cavity, Kikova, like a hat. And bird hunters hide in these huts. The Uvene, also me Anfe Arovis. They're made of willow branches, and they're tied down at the lower edge of the ground level. They're like a little bit like a wigwam, actually, that they are circular. And you tie them, yeah, mitachtov. I've got with the lamed, haven't you got with the lamed? Goidlin is you tie them. Gadil is a thread, isn't it? Yeah. Agad is to bind them, but goidlin is to tie with a rope. Yeah. The goidlin and mitachtov, and there's a rope round the bottom at ground level, and mitachtov pivrochov, and the ground level, that's the wider part, like a tent. It gets narrow towards, but it's a circular tent, so it gets narrow at the top. Ulamalem, and the top, what you do is koshrin roshe hanatsorim bechevel. You tie the top end of the tent, so to speak, of this matting, you tie also with a rope at the top. Kesha echod ken kli mitzudois, is similar to a net which you use for sodding dog in ketanim. It's similar to a fish net for small fish. Shoisin begumo, which you put in a dish. Shekoin yunkish, which we call, I think it's called yunkish, was what reeds was it? Rushes. Ba'ein bitzrif shloisha ba'abor bote ariga. When you have a fish net, you'll have it's knotted at the bottom. Imagine you've got your triangular fish net, so to speak. It's knotted at the bottom, and then you have going up. You'll have circular. It's made of a matted material, and you'll have circular ropes going up at three. This is three or four circular ropes to keep them together, so that the fish doesn't squeeze themselves through the rushes. They were made out of rushes in those days, the fish nets. But in the thrif, all you have is you have one rope at the top tying the narrow end of the top tying all the rushes together, and you have also a looser rope at the bottom where it's more spread out that goes round just to keep it together at the bottom as well. But there's not two or three ropes going down it as you would have with a fish net. You don't have three or four. I mean, there's the picture, and it shows you've got the arts from. There's a picture of it there. So it's got one rope at the top, and it's got one rope, if you look, you probably can't see it from there, but one rope down at the bottom level. And the fishnet would have two or three ropes going across it as you go up. The Gemara said, that if you undo Roshim Adanim, if you do Kesher Elyon, if you undo the top rope, Madanim Kamoi his Kasim Adonai is Kimo, it was tied up. Well, Kimo is one of the constellations. I haven't looked up the Pasuk in Neo, but I think he was talking about the constellations there. Then it is kosher for schach, and then we have the kasha in the Gemara. The Gemara asks, "Well, Agidim mitato, we still got the bottom rope." Says Rashi mitato and the tzav piv who kolu. It's still plaited or tied up at the ground level. So why is it kosher? Omra papa. Comes on, back to the Gemara, sorry. Omar Popper, down six lines under the Gemara. The Shori Luhu, they undo the bottom rope as well. Rab Huna Bredu Yishor, Afilatema Deloy Shori Luhu. You don't need to untie the bottom rope. Kol Agad Shein Osel Atalta Lanoshime Agad. A rope which is not used to move things around, and we'll see, is not considered a binding. Says Rashi, when you move it around, things are going to fall apart. If it's bound up and this binding won't help you, that when you move it, it stops it preventing falling apart, that's not considered bound up. And the idea of binding things up normally is that you can carry around together. In this case, you start moving it, once you've undone the top one, you start moving it around, it's going to fall all apart anyway. So it's not really a kesher down below. Says Rashi, the Shori Luhu, that was Abai, who said, you undo it. Mati Roy Shachut Shu Kalu Abai, you undo the end of the thread in which they're plaited with. One doesn't have to completely remove you just undo the knot there, he's saying, is what Rabbi was saying. You doesn't have to remove the thread or the one, the rope at the bottom. But Abai, who was the second man, Mahuna Brej Yeshua, said, even if you don't undo it, the bottom rope, Shaina also the Taltaloi, the going there, Shemeshehiti Kesho Elion. In this case, where you run down the upper one, in Atam Taltaloi, if you start moving this wigwam around, or this tent around, it's going to start falling apart. Shaina Ela Piv Kalua, Kiming Gadil, left, sorry, it's only got at the bottom end a little plait knotted to hold the branches in the front, wickerwork, whatever it is, together, it's not going to really stay together if it's got one rope at the bottom. And therefore, it's not considered agad, and therefore, it's kosher even as it is, as long as you've undone the top one. Back to the Gemara. Omar of Abba, Omar Shmuel, we're about 8-9 lines down now. Yeroki Shama Chomim, Odom Yitzvah, 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 Pesach. The vegetables or the greens that we can use for moroi on Pesach, may be in a they bring tumor, vein choitzim bifnei atumah. In other words, if you've got a roof covered over with these vegetables on it, it becomes a proper oil that if you have a kazayis, for example, of a mace on one side of the hut and you're standing on the other side or any kedima on the other side of the hut, they become tumah. So it's maybe it's atumah. It's considered an oil to bring tumah. And on the other hand, if there was something directly above, outside the hut, above the kazayis and our mates, it wouldn't be normally, when you got an oil acts as chatzitza to stop the tumor going through it. Here, they will not act as a chatzitza. And uksunim besukah. The Gemara beforehand. From the meadows, yeah? No, the Gemara is now starting off. No, it wasn't talking about schach. Yeah. I mean, is your question, what's that? God, why the Gemara brings that in here, maybe? Well, I think the reason was, since the Gemara was discussing various types of vegetables, but what was that to do with our sugi of schach beforehand? It's like, even then, we didn't say schach has to have, we weren't talking about labels for schach. Yeah, but the eczema was only brought in because of this, because of the because because of the Maurice and the Agua. But why do we start? Why are we bringing them? Which leaves are you referring to? Sorry. Well, that the Gemara is going to discuss now, the schach element of the leaves. That's the next piece of Gemara. The Gemara beforehand wasn't discussing schach at all. It was just talking about what is kosher for Moran. That's all the Gemara was discussing. The Gemara hasn't discussed schach. Here comes the schach element. And maybe the Gemara knew it was going to bring this bit up and it got interrupted a bit. The mind don't know. Hani Maris and Dagma, and Bechiz and Ravina we had, and this is also. In other words, that's a common denominator, what you're saying. Yes. Omar Chizom Ravina. They're both members of Omar Chizom Ravina, maybe. That's why, yeah. And we're talking about, yeah. Since these are members of Rav Huna in the name of Rav Chiz, the name of Rav Rina, which deal with vegetables. So, good point. So, now we're going back to the Mora, yeah? So, first of all, the first halacha we said here is that leaves of the Mora, of various plants, can build an oil to bring to Mora, but they don't act as an oil. We know an oil that if someone, for example, you've got a house, and you've got a tzadayis and a mason, someone standing on the roof does not become tomei normally, so they're not chaytzim b'fnei atumah. And adds in the Gemara, which we'll also deal with, u'psulim b'sukum mishum avir. You cannot use these leaves of the mora for schach because of the din of avir. Says the Gemara, my tama, because we're going to have a problem with airspace, my tama, kechim d'chiyosha, because once the leaves dry out, paracha, they crumble, vanofla, and they fall down, and you're going to be left with airspace in your schach. Commander less of domi, and therefore, even though before they've actually withered away, nevertheless, we consider them as a non-existent, even in their current state, even now that you've got more shade than sun, nevertheless, we don't allow them in the first place. Says Rashi. Literally about halfway down the page. The Pesach, Shalom Yotzeh Behen Yudei Morim, Pesach Yudei Morim, Chazeres, Ushin, Letters, and Endai, Zeshach, Ebreseim, Dakis, and various other categories of Morim, Dakis, Haim, their sin, Tinbish, Belaz, Tinbish is Loshen of sin. Yeah, Rashi uses it when he talks about it in Chumash about the Poros, the thing, he also uses that a couple of times, Tinbish he uses to describe the thin cows. Hilkoch ein choytzim b'fnei atumo. They do not act as a separation to keep as a divide for tumah. Emsicha behen gag. If you put them on the roof, umid rabbonu who do gozer alayu. And this is only exer darabonu shalayis mchalein lochutz b'fnei atumah. One shouldn't allow them to act as a chatzitz, as a separation before tumah. Dilma samcha alayu because he might come to alignment. Chiyoshen nami. When they've already dried up, and then they won't be acting as a protection. Miu boidon lachin, while they're still moist, and cover the separation. Chutz midaraisa, they do exactly. So mishum to mekabel tumah, because they are not mekabel tumah. The lav machal odom ninhu. We're talking about they're in a state of not being edible at all. We're not talking about the time when they are edible, because anything which is mekabel tumah. Any dover which is mekabel tumah cannot be act as a chatzitza b'fnei atumah. So therefore, Rashi points out here they're not edible. Uchiyosha, and when they dry out, in chatzitzos and chatzitza, then when they dry out, they're not going to act as a barrier. Kinei mafarsh, as the Gemara himself explains, the mafarsh v'nofla, they wither and they drop down. Well, people eat lettuce today as well. We know it's not Pesach. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And although, it's an interesting point you're making, actually. Possibly, because the ikadina of moroi normally is the stalks or the root part, which normally is not really. When we eat lettuce nowadays, we tend to eat the leaves. It's really the root part which is very bitter. which probably wasn't eaten and is not normally eaten. They're not only choitzes. Anything which is makabel tumah cannot be choitzes. Yeah. He has to say that. Yeah. But whether maybe it was incorrect when I said that later on they become roi lachilas odom. Maybe that wasn't. I'm suggesting. So that's why I said it that way. Might not be correct. Maybe it's atumo. On the other hand, they will, since with the rice, they are an oil, as Rashi just pointed out, maybe in a satsuma. Therefore, if they are in the same, if they are used as a, to make an oil, boid and lachin, which we're talking about when they're still moist, and therefore are acting as an oil, b'chol kam de lo yasha oil hu, with the rice, as long as they haven't dried out, they're still got dinam oil, so they will bring the tuma, and they'll act as an oil. And then Rashi carries on and places in the sukkah mishum abir. They passel in the sukkah because we give them a din of abir of air, because there's a chumrah about there's a difference between abir. We'll see later on in Masechta between schach posel and abir. The shear sha abir posel bom. The shear there's a much bigger chumrah about if you have a space of abir in your sukkah, then the shear is much smaller and that posel is schach. The hainu b'shloshim tzvachim. The shear for Abir in a sukkah is if you have an area of three tzvachim, the Arin Lakamon Brigham, as we'll see shortly later on. Abir Bishloisho, and the if you have a gap of three tzvachim in your schach, Beloy Mishar and Beloy Mishar and Lukul Shir Shah Schach Possum. And we don't give the kula of these leaves and say they've got the shear of other schach possum, Doichol Haroy Lakabutumahu, and call it, like, for example, foods which are Roy Lakabutumahu. Of a schach posel, and therefore we give it a din of schach posel because it's something royal kabbalah. But that's not the din here. The schach posel, because schach posel ain't a person ele ba'arba tvochim. Schach posel only passels if it's either four tvochim be'emsa, if it's in the middle of your sukkah, and even goes as large as ba'arba amos min atzad. Schach posel, if it's on the side, we use doit lakuma there, and then you need more than four amas in order for schach posel to work. We do not give these vegetables, this mora here, a din of schach posel. We give it a din of abe that was by three tvachim it posels. Eleki abe, daniel le lechumro, we give it din of, Rashi Taka says it, we go lechumro, uv shloisha, and three tvachim will be enough. V'omer of Abba Omer of Huna carries on the Gemara. Haboitze legas, ein lo yodois. Someone who harvests grapes in order to press them to make wine, then the stalks of the grape are not considered a yad. You have, well, let's just make an introduction. You have a yad and you have a shoima. A yad normally, although we're not going to deal with the sugya of shema here, but a yad is like the stalk of an apple, which is a yad. It's a yad. You can hold it, the apple with it, or any handle of any kedi is considered a yad. That's where it gets the name yad from, as opposed to the skin of an orange, which is a shema protects it. Now, both of them are moitzi tuma and machnis tuma into the item. In other words, if tuma touches the stalk of the apple, the whole apple becomes tummy. Similarly, if the apple has got a shear of kibetza, you need a minimum shear of kibetza, then, and it touches water or something else, it will be tummy of the water as well. That's a din of a yad. And who are din b'shrema? The nafka between a shrema and a yad is, a shrema is mitzarif the shear, a yad isn't mitzarif the shear. Shrema, if you need a shear of a kibetza and you're a little bit short and the skin is making up the shear, then it will be mitzarif. But if you're a little bit short and the handle is making up the shear, that will not make up the shear. That's the main yad. We're talking about a yad here, but we're not dealing with shrema actually. But boitz legas, a yad has to be a handle which is functional. And if someone is harvesting grapes to press them, he doesn't want the stalks there. So ein lo yodis, then the yodis doesn't have a din of yodis. Rabbi Nasir, that's Rabbi Huna. Rabbi Nasir Bagada Omar of Huna hakoitza l'schach. Someone who harvests, cuts for schach, ein lo yodis, also doesn't have a yad. Says Rashi. Haboitz legas, three lines down in the wider block. Haboitz hanovim lidroi choysim, someone who harvests grapes to press them, ein lahem yodis ahibio eitz We don't consider the a stalk a yad in order that it can transmit tumor to the food itself. If he doesn't want the handle, he doesn't want the stalk. When we learn out the din of yodis of tumah in chulin, it has to be a handle which is functional and is useful, either for a vessel or for food itself. And then carries on Rashi, someone who cuts schach, ein hakash may be in tumah ala oichel. The stalks do not bring tumah to the food on the loy nichalei b'chiburon. He doesn't want the oichel b'schach. He doesn't really want the food to be attached to the schach. The food itself is though on the kabul tumah. So therefore, he doesn't want really the fruit to be there. Let me boil it. And he doesn't want it there. So therefore, it doesn't act as it. Be loved, the psula, fenus, mruba, olov. If it wouldn't be for the fact that the stalks are more the mruba than the oichel, have a posle the sukkah, the oichel will be posle the sukkah. So he doesn't really want the connection to the oichel. He doesn't want the connection to the oichel. And therefore, if there's some fruit on something, you cut some fruit trees or whatever it is, the schach, some branches of a fruit tree, and there's still some fruit left on it, then if something tumah touches the branch, it doesn't make the fruit tumah because we don't really want the fruit to be attached. He doesn't want the fruit to be attached to the branch anyway, because that's going to pass on his schach. So we've got these two statements from these two demand on him. So mand on a koitza. Rav Nasi Bagadu said, he'll certainly agree in the case, if you're doing it for the schach, certainly he'll agree in the case of the wine press that he doesn't want the yad. He certainly will not want the stalks in his with his grapes, because if the stalks get into the wine pit, they will absorb some of the wine and reduce the quantity of wine. So he certainly will not want the stalks. But the mandomer who says, we're talking about only the wine press, I will quote the Yeshla Yodis. But when it comes to cutting, having branches with fruit on them that you want to use for schach, there he does say it is going to be metame denichale lesicha vahu. He still wants the fruit being attached to the branches, ki hechad lo lebadron, in order to keep the branches weighted or together. He doesn't want it to start splitting out. Says Rashi, the koitzer l'schach ein layodis. The mandom who says you harvest for schach ein layad, it hasn't got it's no yad. Koshkein boitzer l'gas. Certainly, if you harvest for the grapes l'gas for the wine press, l'nichle v'anach yodis, he doesn't want them. The messiah l'chamre moitzes asayim umasidus. It absorbs the wine and it's going to cause him a loss. But in the other way around, we say that the fruit on the branches. He does want the fruit to be on the branches, according to this other mandom. The loy levadron nichale ba'oifam b'chubav, and he still wants the fruit to be attached to the branches. Im yabdil roshi ashibolim min akashin. If you separate the ears or corner, whatever it is, from the stalks, shem yispazru v'yechol leibul. Perhaps now they'll spread out. The leaves will spread out, and some of the leaves will fall off, or whatever. So he wants the fruit. I'm talking about fruit. Like apples, we're talking about here. Grain, where he wants it to be held together by the grain inside that will hold it together. Neymar says Gemara, the Rav Menasseh ben Agada Sanoihi. Menasseh ben Agada is the one who said you can actually use it. Well, if by schach as well, it's not going to be matame. It doesn't act as a yad, even in the case of schach. He was a more makel one, yeah? So well, let's say that is subject to machlokes anoim, the Tanya. Suche to einim, ubehen to einim. You've got branches of fig branches, and they've got figs on them. Parchinim, ubehen anovim, and you've got vines, and they've got grapes on them. Kashin, and you've got stalks, ubehen shibolin, you've got ears of corn on them. Mechadus, you've got palm leaves, ubehen tamorim, and you've got dates on them. Kulam, in all of these cases, in pshelus mruba ala oichlin sheiro, if the pshelus, the branches are larger than the fruits, they're kosher from schach. Vimla psulan, if not, they're possible. That's the Tanakama. Achirim Moimin says, Achirim, normally we call that Rameya, achiyu kashin meruvin ala yodis va'ala oichlin. You need the kasim, the stalks, to be more than the yad and the oichel, the kasim, the branches, to be more than not only the fruit, but also the yad. The yad, you have to actually have a more kasim, more stalk than the little bit that holds the food as well, than the little part that's holding the food as well. My lab, isn't this essential to machlok? Is the master of Yeshua and Yodis, the master of Eina and Yodis? That the Tanakama holds, that they do have a yad, and therefore the yad is part of the oichel, and therefore we need more branch than not only the oichel, but the yad as well. And the Tanakama holds that the yad doesn't count at all, and therefore all you need is, so long as you've got more than the oichel itself. Says Rashi, branches of palm trees, they use as brooms, that's why they call them chabdois. Kshayim neschacha kosher schach. Ala yodois. We need them more than the yodois. Kadei base yad shomach la'oich. We're talking about the little stalk next to the fruit. Afhu tzorich bitl. We need to mevatel not only the fruit itself, but the little stalk attached to the fruit. Segam hu mekabel tumah. That's also mekabel tumah. Carries on the Gemara. The Rab Abba, which was the Tana, the earlier Tana we had beforehand. Vadai tanoihi. He can't learn this Mishnah any other way other than saying it's a machlokes tanoim. Says Rashi Rab Abba, the Omer Boitza in La Yodis, if for harvesting it's not a yad, I will quote to Yeshloi, but for fruit we consider a yad, Vadai tanoihi, it's certainly going to be a machlokes, Al Kochem Yiboy Lameba Anod Amrik Achirim. He certainly can say, oh, I have to hold like Rab Meir, the Achirim, Dabu Yeshloi. I'm going to have to say that it's subject to machlokes tanoim. Dilu tanakama loy mesukin kabo, so he can't fit in with the tanakama. Dilu ama ein loy, because he says it's not considered as a yad. Vei bekoitz la'achira v'nimlech l'sichuch. As we'll see shortly, that if someone harvests for, when he cuts them down, he wanted to eat them, and he changes his mind, and he wanted to use them as chas. We'll see in a moment more about that. In a moment, Kol Shkein to have a Leila Meimer, yes, we're certainly going to say that it's got a Yad. And he always held that it hasn't got. Hilkoch Leimer Sukkot Rabbi, it doesn't fit in with Rab Abba. Carries on the Gemara. So, Rab Abba Balei Tanoihi, Rab Nasi Ba'agada Mi Leimer Tanoihi. Why do we have to say that this inin of whether a Yad is, when you can have Schach, whether the branch is considered a yad, or the stalk is considered a yad, is a machlokes tanoim. It doesn't necessarily have to be a machlokes tanoim. Amalach Rav Nasya. Rav Nasya can say this, hold the following. Everybody can agree that we don't consider the branches of the schach to be a yad and transmit the tumah through to the fruit. What's the machlokes here in between Achirim and this Mishnah here? We're talking about where he originally, when he cut them off the tree, he wanted to eat them. Therefore, definitely is a yad. And he changes his mind, he wants to use it in tzachach. And therefore, in such a case, there we have the machlokes. But if you initially cut them for tzachach, then everybody would agree that it's not a yad. Says Rashi, El Rab Nasya, 4 lines, 5 lines up. Doma koitz l'schach. If someone harvests a schach, ein loy misha mitchat l'umek vilse katanoi. We're not forced to say it's machlok, because I'm l'meim anod omek katanakam v'm vachem pligi. And I have to hold up the tanakam and the chem argue. Oy mokminu masisim b'koitz l'ach. I mokminu, I think it should be. Mokminu masisim b'koitz l'achi l'vanim l'ch l'schach. We can talk about that Mishnah where we have the machlokes between Achirim and the Tanakama is where that's not the situation where he cut it originally for schach, but he cut it originally, he harvested originally as for consumption, for eating the fruit. But limnech schach, he changed his mind for schach. That's why Rav Meir, the Achirim say that it's got a yad, because initially it had a yad. Although we could say the schach. But if he cuts it for schach initially, everybody will agree in einloy. So Rav Nasya can fit in with all of them. But we have a problem now in how we're explaining things. We just now said that this Mishnah here is talking about we initially cut it for eating it, and then he changes his mind and he wanted to cut it for schach. So initially it was a yad, and afterwards it wasn't a yad. What's the big problem here? he cuts them lachida. If he cut them for achida, ma'ita says Gemara. He cuts them lachida. Ma'ita, ma'ita rabbonim. And how can the rabbonim hold that afterwards it loses its shem yad when he changes his mind? Famous halacha we're going to have here by Ntumah. B'chitem eksav rabbonim kim de nimlech aleim lesicha bot leim achshav. We're going to say because he changes his mind, he wants to use it as a schach. His original idea of cutting them down for food now becomes bottle, and therefore they now it no longer is mekabel tumah. It doesn't act as a yad. Omi bot leim achshav or b'ochi. You can't be mebatel achshav. We're just changing your mind when it comes to tumah tahara. But nan kol atzeh famous mishnah kol akelim yodin le tumah machshav. All kelim. You enter into tumah by machshava, and you cannot take them out of tumah by machshava only. You have to actually do an action. Actions can change another action, or it can even change a machshava. Or certainly can change a machshava. It can even change another maisa. Machshava ain't a moitzi loymi yad maisa loymi a machshava. But machshava cannot change a status. Says the Gemara, says Rashi, because Rashi will explain it all in detail. So the question here is, change of mind is not good enough to change the status. You can't change your mind and change the status. If already he originally picked it and it had a semi-yad on it, it was royal to transmit tumor, and the machshava will not change the status. Says Rashi, two lines from the bottom. Me but the machshava. Kabbalah's tumor bahochi. Can you vassal tumor bahafila loy nitmu koidim shinlef? And they were talking about even if they didn't become tummy before he changed his mind. Miu yodel hentos kabbalah's tumor. We're saying now these stalks have got a din of kabbalah's tumor. Alidei machshava rishonya through his machshava. Umi botma then roy la kabbal tumor. Umi botma kamaisa machshava bas raisa. Does his original machshava become bottled with his this later machshava? By the way, there's a whole Indian raid in the Rishonim here as well about when we talk about Yad, is the and it transmits the Tumah through to the Oichel, is the Yad itself Be'etzem Tomei or is it just a transmitter? And Rashi's Loshon here is Kabbalah's Tumah, yeah. It's a whole raid in the Farshim as well. Yodin Lidei Tumah Machshava. So here Rashi explains the classic mission. We're talking about when you manufacture a keli, it's not a keli until you finish the process of manufacturing. But you can have stages earlier on when, depending what you're making for, we'll see, we'll have the example here, that in earlier, some of the processes might not be considered the end process. On the other hand, it might be, depending what you're manufacturing it for. So once you decide that this is going to be, I'm going to use it now as a keli, that makes it royal kabbal tumah. So misha choshev olav shazeh yehigim amalachdom, once a person decides it's going to be the end of the manufacturing process, to go and see ibdu the dargish. We're talking about now your tanning leather, and you want to use it for a couch or a dulbuki, a spread or a dulbuki or a tablecloth or something. Him and see ibdu, once he's tanned it, kabbal tumah, he's finished the process, it's a keli now. What happens if he's tanning this leather now and he wants to make shoelaces out of it? So once he's finished the tanning process, it's still not ready. He's got to cut the shoelaces out of it. So you can have the same item depending on what you're going to use it for, whether it's going to be mekabel tumah or not. Idul ritzuis for sandal or for shoes, ain't mekabel tumah, she can be mlachtan on sandal until he makes his shoes. So then at that point, once it's tanned, it's not mekabel tumah. So what happens is he makes this. He tans this leather. If he has in mind he's going to use it for a tablecloth, it's mekabel tumah. If he changes his mind now and says, I want to use it to make shoelaces, the machshava of changing it now will not take it away from being mekabel tumah. Yeah? Once he starts cutting, as we'll see in Rashi in a moment, once he starts cutting the shoelaces, even if he cut one shoelace from it, then the whole thing becomes. They don't come out of Kabbalah's tumah. Ain oidem machshava can go in idul l'shulchan al dargish. He tanned it for a tablecloth. Chishuv lo l'tzuris for sandalov. Now he wants to change it to shoelaces. Ain machshava from the rotten materials came Kabbalah's tumah. It doesn't take away the machshava tumah. Elo b'shimi ma'isa. As he eaten boy Ismail, as you said, once he starts putting the knife to it, he doesn't have to cut the whole lot up. But the moment he cuts up one strip of it, the rest of the leather hide is not royal Kabbalah's tumah anymore. Ma'asa mevat l'midei ma'isa. And a maisa can change the maisa. I feel it also by maisa, moichiach, mitchul l'shulchan. Even if you cut the table, shave the tablecloth out of it, so you've done the maisa to it to make it royal kabbal tumah. Kigoni Shikitsu, three-way sale, the Apoisa, he cut the edging around it to make it look nice. And now he changed his mind and he wants to make it for shoelaces. Now he wants to use it for shoelaces. So a Maisa can even change a Maisa. Certainly can change a Machshava. So the kasha we got here, just we want to do one more line. But the kasha we've got here is, how can the Rabbanon say here when he's taking these branches and he wants to eat them, and he now changes his mind, he wants to use it for schach, how can he change it from being a yad? It's mekabel tumah. It's a rekeli oil mekabel tumah. V'chi teima, says the Gemara five lines down, hana mila kelim dachashiva. That might apply, the din there we said it applies only to kelim because they're choshuv and therefore we need a proper maisa to take them, change the status. Abu yodis, but here we're not talking about the keli itself. Here we're not making tablecloths or shoelaces. Abu yodis, here we're talking about only a yad, which is not really a keli in itself. Machshava nasa, achila ninu, machshava nasa, machshava salka. The whole thing starts with machshava. Maybe you can be mighty with a machshava as well. Says the Gemara, but tnan kol yodis oichin shebosom begerin toiris. We'll have to leave this for tomorrow, actually, how we're going to answer. But once you put those, yes, that will be a match. That will be a match. No, he changes his mind before he's actually put it on the sukkah. We're talking about he's changed his mind and he hasn't put it on the sukkah then at that point, and then comes Tommy touches you. He doesn't. But once it's, that's not, it's already Tommy then. But I'm talking about, is it going to be, no, the question is the fruit going to be mekabel tumah through the yad? That's what we're talking about.
Tomorrow.
You've cut your fruit tree. I'm going to end it on.